What do you want in your omelet?
Hello, it's the week before Halloween.
Some candy corn, good and plenty, and Reese's Pieces.
Wakey, wakey.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Wakey, wakey.
Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee.
Wakey, wakey.
Wake the hell up.
You about to give me a heart attack, but you too ugly to be waking somebody up. You got to ease that ugly up on people.
It's Wednesday, it's Wednesday.
Boy, oh boy, I'm glad it's Wednesday.
Welcome to the show, people. Welcome to the show.
More than a week outside of Halloween.
Yeah, but if you think
about it, like 21 days.
Oh, yeah, that's like 2-3 weeks.
Right.
Whoa.
You got me nervous.
Yeah. You know, people haven't gotten their costumes yet, Kevin. Let's not freak out our early morning listeners that are driving in some rain this morning. That's just rude behavior.
You're welcome, St. Louis.
Kevin's just tired of putting stuff online.
We're going to have a chat off the air.
All morning for 2.5 hours, he's just been... And then I come in and I'm like, did you put this up? I didn't see that. Oh, he's like so defeated. Like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel had those more mean tweets last night with artists because of the AMAs. Like, did you see that? No. I'll put it up. Did you see that the Ferguson football coach was on Ellen yesterday?
No way.
No, I didn't. I didn't see. I'll put it up. Did you see? No, I mean, you've already put up a million things, and right. I feel bad being the person. And there was one other thing. Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The Apple TV version, not James Corden's. It's his version, but it's not him on the show. I watched the trailer for it. It looks awesome. It's the second season.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how it worked because I hadn't heard much about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it was happening, but I don't have Apple TV. But like one of them is Jason Sudeikis with the Muppets.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Jamie Foxx trying to make his daughter a star is on one. Mm. You know, the one that's...
the daughter that's on...
It has to be her.
Shazam with it,
right? Yes. Yeah. Like, there's no point in her being there.
Aww.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, the first season was a girl named October, I think. She had an odd name. It was a month name, I know that. I miss October.
Was it Wentzville?
It could have been Wentzville.
Kevin's been working hard today, so I don't want to be too hard on you, Kevin.
It's okay, man. The beast doesn't sleep, and there was a ton of stuff at the AMAs that's already up online at Y98.com. So I mean, some really cool performances and some record breaking things.
Yeah, we'll play some audio in Schmig, and that's where we'll all get to hear it because I didn't see a second of it. I turned it on. And I just, there were two people performing I didn't know, and I just said to myself, I'm almost 50. And I had Manifest recorded, and I'm behind two episodes of American Horror Story.
Courtney.
And so it took precedence,
you know?
You understand, right?
Tonight's my big TV catch-up night.
Yeah.
Telling you, Courtney, Tim, you need to ditch the satellite and join me and Kevin on the digital broadcast channels. Where you can see things that you remember when you were... younger, if you're pushing 50. Like Tim's cousin saw him Saturday night on Tattletales.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch any of that.
What?
Like new shows.
I don't want to give up on my sports.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I know. I like having a variety. I watched something last night.
I don't know, but I think you guys are picky.
Yeah.
Who needs new TV?
Right. Thanks, Kevin.
You guys. Listen to who's talking, Mr. I'm going to Hildebrand that all over the place.
It's only because we have satellite TV and the remote broke, and where do you go to get a remote from a satellite TV company?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Have you Googled it at all?
No.
Oh, well, I can't help you at all if you don't do something.
Lance doesn't use Google.
Yeah, he still asks Jeeves.
Everybody else does, so he's like, no, I'm going to take a Hildebrand.
Right. I use it a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
I use it a lot.
Listen, man.
Listen, Tim.
I'm a Google pro.
I Googled three times today
you
already.
You want to step outside, Mr. Conner. I Google plenty.
Speaking of Google, we have an interesting Google search from all the states on their biggest phobias. And I thought we could talk about that today because there's some interesting phobias. And I want to see if any of our listeners have like an odd, I'm not talking about your norm. You know, you're afraid of spiders. You're afraid of heights. You're afraid of, you know, enclosed spaces. Not that, but odd ones.
Like even numbers.
Yeah. Are there people that are afraid of that? Or like holes? People are afraid of holes. That's called something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a beehive. They freak them out if they see a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
But the ones from Missouri and Illinois are very similar. Very similar fears.
See, we're not that different, you and me.
I know, I know. We're so far away in distance, yet...
And yet, so close.
Also today, we've got Things You Didn't Know with Radio's Tim Convy. He's going to amaze us with some information. Mm-hmm. We have 12K a day giveaway. Big day this just the other day. Two winners on Y98 for the 12K a day giveaway. One person that I know.
That you know personally?
Wow. Suzanne Whitehead.
Is that from our show?
Our show.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. She texted in the 9 o'clock. I know. In the 9 o'clock hour, she sent me a message yesterday. She had gotten a couple calls from Florida, and she's like, whatever. And she finally listened to one of the messages. Guess what? You won $1,000.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she was very excited about that. And then Bailey Lutz also won the other day from Y98. So that's how easy it is. You just don't even think about it anymore. It takes you a second to text that code word to 72881. And then the next day you could get a call and that says you have $1,000 coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
Also today we've got, oh, it's back. And we're excited. The puck stops here.
Ooh.
Back for the 2018-2019 St. Louis Blues hockey season. And your tickets are for tomorrow night's game against the Calgary Flames when they come into town. We'll play that. So much more to do. Feel free to text us at any time at 531-9898 if you want to get your phobia in early. We're fine with that. But I saw the whole weather crew for Channel 5 all hunkering down already last night at 10 p.m. about the weather that's coming our way. And I, you know, there was nothing happening at the time, so I didn't know what all the excitement was, but it looks like thunderstorms today. And then that's going to bring the temperatures down. Temperatures are going to fall this afternoon, and our high's only going to be at 75. And then tonight, it's going to get down to 45. I'm talking big time cool. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, a little warmer, 60. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in the 50s all weekend long.
You know what's interesting, and I don't know if this has to do with the hurricane, but on my phone last night, you had the little banner there. It says flood warning, and I clicked on that. And the statistics are really interesting. They said Tuesday at noon, the Mississippi River level at St. Louis was 24 feet. Flood stage is 30 feet. They're saying by Monday, the Mississippi at St. Louis is supposed to be 35 and a half feet. So we're getting 11 and a half feet higher on the river in 6 days.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened.
What?
I don't know where it's coming from. I guess it's, that's what it said.
Maybe we should get a flood water expert on.
Or Lance could just Google it.
But I really don't want to interview a flood. Don't really want a flood water expert on either. But Lance, I would love it if you did a little work on that.
Hold on. Let me see if it's still on my phone.
No, let's just move on.
Right now it's 71.
All right. Here's Lance gearing up for probably not a great commute this morning, but we'll see.
Let's see. How do you spell Google? Yeah, 24.8 feet Tuesday's flood stage is 34.6 feet Monday. So it'll 10 and a half feet higher on the Mississippi in 6 days. I don't know. Watch this space. As far as the commute is concerned, certainly part of the issue is the rain we're having right now. That's going to impact flood river stages, and it's going to impact the rush hour, although yesterday was horrible with dry roads, so we'll see what happens. 14th and Clark, right by the Enterprise Center, got a new accident reported in the last 10 minutes or so. We're in pretty good shape despite the wet roads. Good idea to get on the roads early, slow things down, increase your stopping / following distance so you got room to stop. Northbound 55 is busy in the right lanes, approaching the 270 exits, getting a little busier, but not all that much slower on northbound 270. Hey, why don't you just meet me in the middle, baby? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Courtney, Lance, Kevin, Tim. Lance, fresh off his first ramen noodle meal. That's pretty good.
He's a more complete person today.
Yeah.
He asked me if I had any more, and I told him I got the beef. I got the beef flavor as well, and he gave me the hard pass on that.
Oh.
Yeah. I just don't think I've never had the beef flavor, but it doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah.
Chicken flavor seems
like it. That's how
that makes sense to me.
I like the idea of you getting a bunch and like Lance not knowing how much they cost, so you sell them to him for like $5. He's like, oh, $5. This is great.
Okay, so there's a great story. There's two really good stories today in the news. One is about this kid that found out that he's losing his sight, and he's 15 years old. And so the whole town ended up, and not the whole town, they did a GoFundMe page because he wants to see all these things.
Before he loses it.
And he doesn't know when it's going to happen.
Mm.
So the GoFundMe page, which I think it was $37,000 it's raised so far, but now the story's national, so I'm sure it's going to be even higher. He wants to go see all these things, and people are sending him. They're setting up things for his medical expenses.
Wow.
It's just a really, really cool story. And then there's also a story about there's a woman in North Carolina, and she was leaving town for a week last month to go get a round of cancer treatments. She's been fighting cancer for about a year now, and she's one of these people in her community that everybody loves. And when she left town, they decided that they were going to do something really cool. Her best friend texted about 20 different people and asked if they would help replace the flooring in her house because she's wanted to do it for a long time, obviously battling cancer for a year now. She didn't have, you know, it's the last thing you're thinking of, but it's something she wanted. So then after she texted these 20 people, about 50 more people heard about it and got involved. And so instead of just putting in new floors while she was gone, they basically remodeled her entire house.
No.
In a week, 75 people volunteered. And the town only has 1,000 residents.
Man.
What? So yes. Like 7.5% of the town showed up?
That's somebody that's really loved
that's
in her community.
Awesome. Wow.
In 1 week, they redid the floors, one of the bathrooms. They replaced a ton of the light fixtures, repainted the walls, fixed up the yard, and they even installed a new furnace. All the materials alone cost around $9,000, but and the labor was free, so it didn't cost them anything. And now they have a GoFundMe page for her as well. They're trying to raise $15,000 to help them with the bills and everything. And it's already up to $23,000.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Stories like that, that's how we should start every show instead of being crappy.
And what part of the world was that again?
This was in North Dakota.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Good people.
I say, let's not be crabby. I'm talking to myself. You understand that, right? You do understand that.
Note to self.
Do you think when people are volunteering to do that stuff, you have to have some sort of like check system on it? Like, I have an uncle who's like, oh, I'll put a new air conditioning system in. You're like, I don't think
that's
good.
Don't have him touch this.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Everybody preoccupy
him. Yeah, we really appreciate it, but
the heart's in the right place.
Yeah, exactly.
Good question, Tim. Let me Google that.
Here's Lance with another look at your...
Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. A lot of stuff to give away today, so don't go anywhere. And we also would like your participation in the show as well by texting us 531-9898, but 12K a day, code word, your first one at 710. We also have more New Kids on the Block tickets. That concert announced the other day. The tickets go on sale on Friday, and we'll have those for you in the 8 o'clock hour. And Blues tickets for tomorrow night's game against Calgary. We'll play the puck stops here in the 7 o'clock hour.
We're going to do a little bona fide or bogus. So today is 75 years since the movie Lassie Come Home came out. You know who's in it?
Lassie.
And Elizabeth Taylor.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Lassie, one of the first sort of animal movies.
Stars.
Animal stars, exactly.
Yeah, at that time, they tried a bunch after Lassie worked. Like Rin Tin Tin, Flipper, they made the animal.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Flipper?
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch Flipper.
Benji?
I hadn't heard that reference in so long.
Benji.
There was a new Flipper, too. Well, we're going to do some bona fide or bogus about some of these animal stars.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yes.
We're going to start with Flipper. Bona fide or bogus. 5 different dolphins played Flipper on the original series, and they were all female.
Bona fide.
That sounds bona fide.
I'm going to go bogus.
It is bona fide. The trainers thought female dolphins were less aggressive and easier to train.
That's true, because when we swam with the dolphins at Discovery Cove many years ago, they used mainly female dolphins.
Huh.
Yeah. They're so sweet.
That's a name drop, Discovery Cove.
Yeah, right.
Bona fide or bogus, the pet monkey on Friends was played by a monkey named Monkey.
I bet there were more than one, though.
Yeah, bogus.
I'm going to say bona fide.
Do you remember what the name was on the show?
Marcel.
Marcel, that's right.
I'm going to say bogus.
I said bona fide.
It is bona fide. Its name on the show was Marcel. It was played by two different capuchin monkeys?
Capuchin.
One named Katie and one named Monkey.
I love it.
So technically...
That was a weird storyline to write in, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Somebody's like, oh, my cousin has a monkey. Maybe we can get it on the show somehow.
Today it would be a pig.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bona fide or bogus, they got the horse from Mr. Ed from the 1960s to talk by smearing peanut butter on his gums.
I've heard this
before. Heard that, so I'm going to say bona fide.
But I don't know if it was peanut butter.
I'm going to say bona fide.
I'm going to say bogus.
I'd always heard it, too. It is bogus.
It was something else, right?
He really could talk.
It's an... Yeah. It is an actual myth. They did it by attaching a piece of nylon string to his lip, and they gently pull on it so he'd move his mouth to try to shake it loose.
Oh, wow. I don't like that.
Now you wish it was peanut butter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But Alan Young, the guy who played Wilbur, he started the myth about the peanut butter.
Oh, that kook.
Pretty good Mr. Ed impression, Tim. Thanks, guys. Bona fide or bogus, this is a little local flavor. The dog that played Spuds McKenzie in a bunch of Bud Light ads in the 80s lived to be 22 years old.
Bona fide.
I think that's bogus. I don't think those dogs live that long.
It is bogus. Spuds McKenzie's real name, it was a her, and it was Honey Tree Evil Eye. Was her name. She died in 1993 at 9 and a half. The oldest dog ever was just 29 years old.
Just?
Yeah.
29 is a long...
That's a long life for a dog.
Right, but I'm just saying Spuds didn't... Think about how hard that guy partied.
You're right.
Not a chance.
Life of the party, Spuds.
He sure was.
He loved a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. That flame burned bright. And, finally, bona fide or bogus, the pig in the movie Babe was played by 48 different pigs.
Gosh.
Bona fide.
I think that's bogus.
Bogus. 47. No, just kidding. 48, and it is bona fide. Here's the deal. They needed Babe to stay the same size, but it took 5 months to film, and piglets grow too fast. So they kept changing the pigs and went through 48 of them. Some of the scenes got cut, though, so only 46 actually appear in the movie.
So those other two pigs were there at the movie. It's like, hey!
Yeah.
That's where I see. Where was I?
I swear, Mom. I was in it, I swear.
Oink. That's bona fide or bogus.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. If you have not tuned in a while and you're wondering where Jen is, she is on an incredible Italian vacation, bucket list vacation, and she'll be back next Monday. I'm sure she's going to be back in town this weekend.
You think?
Yeah. I think
for recovery?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she only has a few days left in Italy, so she'll be joining us Monday. Then I'm gone. So then it's just you guys with Jen. Then I'm back.
So you guys overlap for 3 days.
Yes. So 3 days, we're intact. Then I'm out of here. I mean, I'm going on something almost as cool as Italy. I'm going to Mexico to an all-inclusive where we don't move.
Are you going to meet your Mexican relatives you've never met?
I am, Tim. That was supposed to be a secret. I was going to surprise you guys when I got back.
So exciting.
You just ruined it. All right, Halloween. Kevin mentioned yesterday that he thought that where he lives, the cutoff for trick-or-treating is like 13.
Yeah, because my daughter is 12, and she said she's still going to do it because it's, quote-unquote, her last year of actually getting a chance to trick-or-treat.
Well, it's so weird because today in the news, there's a story about there are towns where you can get arrested for trick-or-treating if you're over 12.
What?
Arrested.
I'm telling you, handful of towns where kids over 12, they can get arrested. Chesapeake, Virginia is one of those towns. There's a statute that says anyone over 12 who goes trick-or-treating can be charged with a misdemeanor that carries up to a $100 fine, 6 months in jail.
Wow.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. Totally worth it, though. All those peanut butter cups and stuff.
I mean, who's going to, you know, 13, you're still a kid.
Yeah.
Why do we have to make kids grow up too fast?
Right.
Let them still, if they want to trick-or-treat and dress up and have fun. Now, here's the thing. if they are going to go trick-or-treating, they have to dress up. That's part of the deal.
I'm with you.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unless they have some kind of, you know, issue where...
What?
Anxiety issue or, you know, we don't know.
I just can't imagine someone having anxiety for being in a costume but not for knocking on a stranger's door.
Maybe if they're with their family, they feel okay. I don't know. But I did hear maybe one of the creepiest things. I was walking in from the garage and I heard just a lone whistler somewhere in the garage. There's nothing creepier.
What, a whistler?
What yeah, somebody mean? Whistling. And it was echoing all over. I didn't know where it was coming from. It was freaky.
Wow.
I know. It was a frightening sound. It reminded me of the Stepfather movie. Did you ever see the Stepfather movie? He whistled after Vaughn? He killed. No, that was the original.
Oh.
The original. With Locke from Lost. He was the stepfather.
Oh.
And after a kill, he'd whistle and move on to the next perfect family.
Oh, man.
That's too apt. Now, that would not freak me out.
This guy definitely did not just kill somebody.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
And there's a new Halloween trend, and it's, have you seen this? I've seen it for about 2 weeks. I wasn't going to mention it, but it keeps getting more press, more and more press. It's like jack-o'-lantern butt.
Yeah.
You've seen it?
I've also seen the pregnant belly.
The pregnant belly's been around for years.
Well, so is the other one.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, but now I guess it's...
It's a new thing.
Hit a peak.
Someone paints their bare butt to look like jack-o'-lanterns. I don't know.
Is that any of you guys considering that this year?
No.
mine would be sad. I don't really need to see all of that.
Yeah, for me, just 4 years in a row, it's like, all right, I gotta let that go.
Doesn't really go with your Freddie Mercury
I know,
costume.
I was going to say, people don't see it coming. I'm Freddie Mercury. And then
boom, from behind.
Yeah.
Glitter butt.
Two costumes in one. It's not bad.
All right, we've got Schmig coming up. We'll talk about the AMAs, the big winners for that. Also, mean tweets from musicians last night on Fallon. And a really cool, now that's kind of creepy, a really cool local story with Ellen's show yesterday and a Ferguson coach. All that and more in Schmig in about 6 minutes on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by 123mortgage.com. Call 314-862-0123.
Refi!
I'm going to start off with something because this song has been haunting me on commercials lately. It's like on three commercials, and then I'm watching American Horror Story, and it's featured prominently at the end on a big reveal of American Horror Story. What's up with the resurgence of this song?
Ooh, yeah. So good.
It's a great song, don't get me wrong.
It's in
three different commercials now. One
yeah.
with Emma Stone, one not with Emma Stone, another one. Rolling Stone, She's a Rainbow. But then it was on American Horror Story the other night. It's just bizarre to me that...
It should be in every commercial.
It's such a good... It is a good song.
Yeah. But I could use... why Ruby Tuesday isn't constantly using that song, too? I don't understand.
It's such a great... It's just a great song. But all of a sudden, it's been in the past 2 months, just a Schmig observation to start Schmig.
I wonder if it's one of those things where it hit... You know, like, isn't there a certain amount of years after a song comes out that becomes public domain?
Not a Rolling Stone song.
Yeah, I don't think it's... Yeah, it's okay. Usually,
it's like hundreds of years.
Okay. Did you hear that at the dinner table?
Well, no, because I figured it... Well, I know that, you know, there was a big article a couple of weeks back about Rolling Stone, about the Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger's his 50 years, you know, he's 75.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the fact that I thought, okay, maybe after 50 years... The songs in the public domain.
Mm-hmm. That would be funny if the Rolling Stones are like, we're still alive. We're literally on tour right now.
Where's our bed?
No.
Okay, online.
Sorry.
That's okay. Online,
I prefer this one anyway.
I know. Online, you can see yesterday I'm watching Ellen, and you know, she always does really cool things for people. She got a letter from somebody talking about Howard Brown, who is the coach of the McClure South Berkeley High School football team, and how incredible he is. and how much he does for his kids. He's been the coach for 15 years. He buys equipment. He makes sure they have rides home. He just is a very, he's a big inspiration, and these kids are all great kids. And she surprised them. They thought they were going to talk to her producers, and she came on, and they all freaked out, and Jeannie showed up, and they also gave them $25,000 for the football team.
Ooh, oh,
isn't
awesome.
That awesome?
Yeah.
Such a cool story. Last night, the AMAs took place, and Taylor Swift had a big night. She kicked off the show with the performance of I Did Something Bad. And she had her giant snake with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she became the most awarded female artist ever by getting 4 awards, including Artist of the Year.
I'm okay with it.
Other highlights of the night, that Aretha Franklin All-Star Tribute led by Gladys Knight. And then Panic at the Disco did a version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. That's a big assignment to take on Queen song.
They've been playing that song for years too, and it's obviously ambitious, and you can see how it's evolved, but it sounded great.
It really did.
I was also just saying, a guy I know just joined Panic at the Disco. He was the guitarist last night. So it was the guy that we toured with years and years ago. And it's funny to look at your Facebook feed one day, and one friend's like, happy to say I took a new job at Mercy Hospital. And the next one's like, the kids and I went to the pumpkin patch this weekend. And the next post is like, I joined Panic at the Disco this week, and I'm performing on the AMA.
That's pretty
cool.
So he's in the band now?
He's in the band, and killed it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, really cool.
And then in the crowd last night also was Missy Elliott's funky white sister, Mary Halsey.
What?
Twitter went crazy because they spotted her. I guess they cut to her during her performance, and she had her typical floral top on.
That's great.
I love everything about that woman. Okay, if you go to Y98.com, you can also get your first look at Ruby Rose as the CW's Batwoman.
Yeah, she looks just like Kevin said, new character.
Yeah, and what does she do?
What does Ruby do?
Yeah.
Ruby was in the Meg. She was also in Orange is the New Black.
What does Batwoman do? What is she known for? Batwoman.
She fights crime.
Right, yeah. But I mean, does she have any powers anything?
No.
She's like Batman, only a woman.
Okay. Yeah.
Which means she just outsmarts everybody.
All right. And then I don't know if this interests Lance.
But wait, I want to see if Kevin can name 4 more things Ruby Rose was in. I'm just kidding.
Can you?
No. I just think it's funny that Courtney was like, you mean Ruby Rose's filmography.
I didn't mean Ruby Rose. I meant, I wanted to know if she had any what she was known for.
No, but she's got a tragedy just like Bruce Wayne. Spoiler alert.
These pictures are cool.
All right. And then I don't know if this interests Libby or Lance, but Pat Benatar apparently has a hot daughter.
2 hot daughters, yeah. Actually. Her daughters are really, really
Hannah,
pretty. Yeah.
And she's got denim shorts on. I don't know if that picture's online or not.
And her husband has a brand new bourbon.
And then I don't know what the deal is with Jeff Goldblum statues with his shirt open.
That was great.
But there's one that can be yours for $600. You can look at that online at Y98.com.
That's pretty cheap.
It is really cheap.
I think we should buy it and put it here at the radio station.
And then this is going to make Tim happy, I think. James Gunn has signed a deal to write the script for another Suicide Squad movie.
So that's official.
That's what it says. There's also talk he could direct, and that's the other world, right?
That's DC.
DC.
It's right. DC, right, because he did. He wrote and directed the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He said some things on Twitter. Well, they've discovered things on Twitter that he said years and years ago. He got the boot from Marvel and Disney, and now he's going to take over this DC property. And the first Suicide Squad was not very good, but you've got all these quality characters, including like the Joker and stuff.
Yes.
So him doing it could be cool, and obviously he's from right here in St.
That's
Louis.
That's right. That's why we always bring up anything James Gunn related, because he is from St. Louis.
He's my brother-in-law's cousin.
Come on, give
it to me, Kevin!
I always forget about that.
What did you say?
Nothing. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have mean tweets from Jimmy Kimmel and the next Schmig. And there's a ton more stories. Y98.com, though, is where you can see a lot of those things we just talked about. Here's Lance with another look at...
Foodstuffs, it is brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Del Mar Loop, one down in Southampton. I'm going there for lunch today. Looking forward to it. We're also coming at you on Instagram Live. Follow us at Courtney and Co. Y98. Fun stuff up there. Some of Jen's Italy vacation. What else is on there? Lance trying ramen noodles for the first time.
Yum.
It's a really good time. And I like it because when we get followers on the Courtney and Company Instagram, I get extra followers to my Instagram. I think we all do.
Yeah.
It's posted there. And guys, I'm dangerously close to 4,000 and I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
Very popular.
Pretty popular.
I don't have as many followers because I really don't put anything out.
You don't post very much. More popular than I am, but you're not feeding that account.
I did post a rainbow just the other day.
And now this song's following you around.
I know. It's weird.
Anyway, get on there. At Courtney and Co. Y98. Food stuff. This is exciting for me. I'm a big Oreo fan. I think we all are. Am I right?
Yeah. You can't go wrong with an Oreo.
You got your classic Oreos. You got a million different flavors, and the flavors are fine, but I like the classic Oreo.
I do too.
You also got your double stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got twice the white stuff in there.
A little much for me.
You think it's too much? Well, guess what? They're coming out with even more. This is the most stuff Oreo. And I think stuff, unless this is a typo that keeps happening, it's S-T-U-F.
It's cute. Very clever.
Most stuff Oreos. And I looked at the pictures. It looks like I would call it a triple stuff Oreo.
At some point, they're just going to start selling the stuff.
Oh, they do?
Right, yeah.
Oh, they do?
You can get that.
Like a tub of it?
It is a huge tub.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever, I wonder if you could decorate a cake with the stuff in the Oreo. Like use that as the frosting.
Yeah, I think that's why
it's a good idea.
They sell it for them.
I don't know, too much stuff. I remember as a kid, you'd break the double stuffs off. You know, you'd break them apart and do a double stuff.
Oh, you're living on the edge.
That's kind of what this looks like. Yeah.
That's why I was a husky child.
Food stuff.
I'm glad you grew out of that.
Not so much.
Best and worst foodie cities in America. Our friends over at WalletHub.com.
Kevin's favorite website.
Mm-hmm. Loves them. They rank the best food cities and the worst food cities. Use a bunch of different factors, including food prices, restaurants per capita, farmers markets, cooking schools, and wine tours.
I would think we would do pretty well.
Yeah,
we did pretty well. So the top: Portland, Oregon; San Francisco, Miami; New York; Los Angeles; Orlando; Las Vegas; Seattle; San Diego; and Austin. No New Orleans.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know.
New Orleans is a great food.
Yep.
Yeah, but maybe the prices are higher. And maybe also the farmers markets. Do they have as many of those?
Ooh, I can honestly say if there's a farmers market in New Orleans, I don't know where
it is. Right.
Worst cities: West Valley City, Utah; Montgomery, Alabama; Augusta, Georgia; Jackson, Mississippi; Dover, Delaware; Columbus, Georgia.
How many were there?
Chattanooga, Tennessee. 182 cities. Where do you think St. Louis fell?
Top 50?
Top quarter. Top 25%.
We're 30. Which I think is pretty... I'll take it.
Yeah, out of 182.
I agree.
That puts us in the...
I wonder where Kansas City... I always like to look at Kansas City, but I didn't see them on the list.
I always say about Kansas City, it's a lot like St. Louis, but worse.
Food stuffs.
Wow.
I know. I went to Mizzou, so it's kind of a rivalry. How about this? The top 20 holiday foods that we cannot resist.
Okay, I can name all of these. Okay, are we talking Thanksgiving, Christmas?
Yeah, you want to do savory or sweet?
Savory. Stuffing.
Yep.
Mashed potatoes and gravy?
Yep, mashed potatoes number one. Stuffing is number three.
I like that potato casserole. Yeah. That's like my favorite thing.
Yeah, sweet potatoes, candied yams. I guess that's a little different.
Yeah, totally different. I like the ones with the corn flakes on them. Yeah. Lots of cheeses.
I don't see a casserole on
the here. Corn schmig.
What about bread?
All right. Yes, bread rolls, that's four, it looks like. Turkey's number two.
Yeah, I don't love turkey.
Can I hear mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah. We don't have mac and cheese at a lot of our get-togethers.
We don't either. Maybe that's not so much a St. Louis thing. Ham.
Oh, yeah.
Green bean casserole. Cranberry sauce, I'm not a huge fan. And creamed corn. You want to do the top 10 sweet?
Yeah, pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. It's number two. After chocolate chip cookies.
I don't know.
Cherry pie? It's pretty easy. Brownies, apple pie, ice cream, sugar cookies, cupcakes, snickerdoodles.
Ooh,
pecan pie.
Pecan.
And are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Red velvet cake.
Ooh, yeah.
Chocolate cake just with red food coloring.
No, it's a little different. I make it a little bit differently. That is Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram, and you can see we'll post this whole thing at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Foodstuffs!
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. The whole gang's here, except for Jen, still enjoying her Italian vacation. But we have a lot of stuff still to come on the show. Lots of great things for you to possibly win, like Blues tickets for tomorrow night's Calgary game here at Enterprise Center. We also have New Kids on the Block tickets that we will give away in the 8 o'clock hour. And Tim will amaze us with facts and interesting tidbits and things you didn't know.
There's some really good ones.
In the 8 o'clock hour. We're also trying to get Tom Ackerman in here to talk about the soccer team. The big announcement yesterday with the folks from Enterprise and Worldwide Technologies and what it means. Because we're kind of unclear.
Yeah, because it feels like we lost out on the expansion, but maybe they'll give us one anyway. And now they're not looking for any taxpayer money or anything, which is cool. And, I mean, I don't know. Those two companies have a lot of money.
Yeah, so. And I did hear that it was going to be the first majority ran by women.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you see that?
I did.
Which is very, very cool.
Can we trust them?
Do you trust me?
That's Radio's Tim Conway, everybody.
No, I think it'll be
the self-avowed feminist.
Yes, only because he's seen Wonder Woman.
So I know, we should have women players in the MLS, too. I think it's a great idea.
All right, when you have nightmares...
I'm a feminist.
At night. You can't just end what you said with, I'm a feminist, and then make everything okay. All right, when you have dreams at night, when you have like scary dreams, what is the most prevalent dream, kind of dream you have? Mine are always work dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Really? Yeah.
Always bad work dreams. And I think that's because I'm such a hard worker and I care so much.
That's probably what it is.
I stress a lot about work. That is my main thing.
I always have dreams where I'm involved in a heist. Seriously.
Wow.
I know.
Hey, a heist, man.
I know.
Are you like getting, is it like driving in the getaway car?
Yeah, all different aspects of it. Trying to, you know, hack into the mainframe and then,
oh, computer heist, too.
Yeah, yeah. Back of a van, the whole thing.
Mine usually involve some type of not being able to breathe. Mm, like, and I know that if you die in your dream, you die.
True. Kevin, give out misinformation.
No, but that scares me to death because, man, you'll be like...
That was only in Dreamscape and in Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'm just saying. I worry that, am I having a heart attack? Is that why?
You can't catch your breath?
I can't breathe. And you wake up.
Terrible. You guys should try these heist dreams. They're pretty cool.
They sound fun.
Even if you pull the heist off, you don't actually get the money in real life, but it's still like a pretty good adventure.
Feels good?
Yeah.
What about, do you ever get busted in your heist dreams? Because that doesn't sound like a good one.
Not yet, back on. Yeah. It's always really close. Like, the feds are always right on our tail. But
Lance?
I love this, like, Bugsy Malone talk that Tim has.
The feds are always on our tail, see?
Hey. That really is what I dream about.
Gotta
I can't watch explain it.
Look out, he's a G-man.
Lance, do you have any...
Unlike you, Courtney, mine are very radio-related from the old days of, like, you know, being playing the music on the air. I always have these oddball dreams where I, like, for instance, this is one I get fairly regularly. I'm on a skateboard. I don't ever get on a skateboard. I'm on a skateboard on a highway. Okay, weird. Oh. In a traffic jam. It's a nice day. I'm the guy on the air also, and somebody's got their radio down or their window down in their car listening to our station, and I'm hearing the record fade. And it's like, oh, no, I got to get back to the
scene. You're on your skateboard.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe I shouldn't eat those tacos before I go to sleep. I don't know.
I like the idea you're reporting on traffic, so it's like with radio cutbacks. Like, yeah, you used to be up in the chopper, but now we're going to give you a skateboard.
Well, we couldn't even afford the scooter, the motorized scooter. So,
the only reason I bring this up because I want to talk about real life phobias. And we'll do that in just a few minutes because we have to get to some cash.
I need some cash.
There you go.
This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is party. Text party. P-A-R-T-Y. TY to 72881 by the end of the hour. You got plenty of time, so don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. For rules, visit Y98.com. Here's the deal. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. We had two just yesterday from Y98.
Suzanne Whitehead and Bailey Lutz.
That's a pretty big deal. So it can be you if you text PARTY to 72881 by the end of the hour. It's brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Do you need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more.
Good luck. We'll get back to phobias in just a few minutes. I'll talk about what Illinois and Missouri are most afraid of and some weird findings in this Google search study. And we would love to hear your phobias as well. Weird phobias. Not your typical spiders, clowns, the norm, but odd ones like heists. 314-531-9898 is our text line. So Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and this hour's code word and the 12K a day giveaway, if you missed it, is PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Text that to 72881. We give $1,000 away 12 times a day, just like Suzanne Whitehead just the other day, and Bailey Lutz won. So congratulations to them. They're $1,000 richer. You can be, too. All right, so we're talking about phobias. Ask for your text. So they did this huge top searched phobias from every state. And there's some interesting things. And here's what they looked up. They had people that Googled or searched for, why am I afraid of /2? Why am I scared of 2? And they compiled all the results. And fear of people and fear of spiders were the most searched in 11 different states.
Spider people. Spider-Man.
Sorry, St. Louis. Are you? I have a fear of terrible jokes.
I was on a hot streak.
Look at all the Instagram followers who are bailing on.
I'm down to 14 followers. You mean at Tim Conti on Instagram?
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's the place.
New Mexico. They're one of the sunniest states, and they're one of the only most afraid of the dark. Like, why am I afraid of the dark? Let's see what else. California, they have a fear of success.
Oh, boy. Oh,
come on.
Wrong state.
Gross.
And New York, fear of driving.
Yeah. Yeah, driving. I believe you're in that city.
They're the least licensed drivers per capita.
Really?
In New York, wow. Yeah.
Because you have a whole city of people that
yes,
they don't need
they don't have
to
a
drive.
Car.
Yeah.
All right, Illinois. Fear of being alone.
Oh.
Isn't that sad? Autophobia. Morbid fear of isolation or abandonment.
Oh, I'm sorry, Illinois.
And then Missouri, and this goes right along with our own radio's Tim Convey.
Oh, boy.
Fear of commitment. It couldn't have been written any better, though. It's the truth. Just for your information, Texas is afraid of everything. It's called fear of everything, and it's panophobia. And Wyoming, no biggest fear.
Really?
No, nothing.
Must be nice, Wyoming.
I know. We got texts at 531-9898.
Yeah, some irrational fears. Fear of being chased by their coworkers.
like if they're walking in the hallway, do they constantly look and there's footsteps behind?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Fear of unattached hair. Like, I guess if, you know, hair's in the sink or, you know, they see a piece of hair
I've
on
heard
the ground.
Of that, yeah. I get that.
Fear of elevators.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sean O'Brien, who's on sometimes. Can't do elevators.
He can't.
Freaks out.
Fear of frogs.
Mm.
Fear of butterflies.
That's just sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Butterflies. Moths, I could understand.
Yeah, moths are gross. June bugs. I get the fear of June bugs. They're crunchy.
The
and
way they flap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do turn them over, though, if they're on their back.
Not me.
I just feel bad for them.
Just wave when I walk by.
Fear of certain designs or certain textures. And I'm like, I could see that. Like, you know, when you go into certain older homes and they have that old wallpaper and it looks kind of, you know, it's morbid, it's weird, it feels weird.
Hmm.
I don't really touch people's wallpaper.
I do.
Okay.
Fear of socks.
What?
Fear of buttons.
Do you remember the toe socks back in the day? The worst thing ever.
Yeah, those are still around.
Oh. They were grossed me out, though. I don't know what it was about them. But
you remember Berghoff Industries? We had sock dickies. It was a dickie for your feet. It was the look of wearing a sock, but the comfort of bare feet.
Oh, man. I think most people wear socks because they didn't want the stench of feet in their shoes.
And that's why we filed Chapter 11, Courtney.
Good run.
Fear of condiments. Sorry, it chokes me up.
But fear of condiments.
Condiments, like they don't, this is somebody's aunt who's not a fan of, like, you know, I guess
ketchup, going to
a
mustard.
Restaurant. Yes. Seeing that, especially at a restaurant, I'm sure because of the way, you know.
It's crusty.
Yep. Fear of puppets.
Mm.
And then fear of eyes. Like,
it'd be hard to live your life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are just some of the fears.
All right.
Is Missouri really commitment?
Yes, I didn't make that up.
That goes along with the show me state.
Yes.
Like, Missouri's just
read the results, Tim, if you don't believe me.
Oh, that hit.
Y98, Courtney and Company morning show on a little gloomy looking Wednesday. Feels like it should be Thursday, Wednesday. I don't know why. Probably because I haven't been sleeping well. The nightmares about my job keeping me up at night. But one nightmare I have not had is the fear of performing at a football game with my former dance squad. It has been canceled.
Oh, no.
Why?
Yeah. They couldn't get enough people to do it.
Courtney, that's on you.
It's because not on me.
Yeah, it is. Because if you had committed to do it, everyone would be like, oh, I'll do it. Courtney's
gone. No, they wouldn't
yes,
have.
Yes, they would. Mm-mm. Stop downplaying your influence over Illinois.
I felt bad. She said, you're off the hook. We couldn't get enough girls, so the alumni dance at the Althoff Catholic High School football game is off.
That's your fault.
It's not my fault.
That's on your head.
It is not.
That is. You're going to have trouble sleeping.
There's a whole generation younger than me that should be involved in this.
Who's going to get them involved?
Yeah, and you know Courtney there's like four Van alumni who are really upset right now.
Yeah. I wanted to break out my moves. They're real dancers now.
I'm disappointed. I'll be honest. I'm disappointed.
I just wanted to give you an update on that. Be disappointed. It's not my fault. There's lots of years of squads. I am not the reason.
It is your fault.
I gave them pub on the air so they could have maybe filled it.
No, the pub you gave is that you're not going to do it, and why would anybody do that?
I have a fear of a broken hip, Tim. Fear of a broken hip. So we're talking about phobias and what you're afraid of, and 531-9898, we got some more weird texts. I do have a weird... And I've talked about it before on the air. I have a weird fear of, I don't love a mascot. They creep me out and have for years. And it's because, who are you hugging when you say, oh, there's Mickey, and you give him a big hug? It's just some sweaty person. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that's a weird fear.
Yeah, but who is behind the mask of the cute mascot head?
A person. Who
you don't
paid...
know, and you're hugging.
But, okay.
All right, so that's mine.
Now you're ruining mascots, alumni dance.
Yeah. Here are some other fears from our listeners. Fear of escalators, which I understand.
My brother got his hand stuck under the, when he was young. The band. You know what I'm talking about?
The handrail? The rail.
Yes.
I have a very interesting fact coming up about escalators and things you didn't know, by the way.
You mentioned your young brother. Fear of young.
My young brother.
Your young brother. Young.
He's older than me.
But still. At one time he was young. Somebody has a fear of young children.
Oh, boy. Fear.
Know, when they get to be 12, it's okay. But before then.
Really?
No.
Yeah, when they stop trick-or-treating there.
Yeah, right.
Fear of snakes. Fear of balloons.
Yeah, balloons are a weird texture and the possibility of them popping.
Fear of chainsaws.
Yeah, what about fear? No kidding.
What about fear of chain smokers?
Or fear of the chain smokers. Fear of cornfields.
Oh, that must be a Children of the Corn thing.
Or I think lost in a maze.
I think a lot of these are like movie related. They don't realize, but when they were young, they were scarred by something.
Yeah, and then this one. Fear of anything hanging off the bed. Like when your arm hangs over the bed or when your feet hang over the
because
bed.
Because of something under the bed?
Maybe, or the bed is too small. That's their
fixable.
Fear.
It's the Goldilocks fear. All right, text us at 531-9898. But just in a few minutes, we're going to ask for your calls to play The Puck Stops Here to win Blues Calgary tickets for tomorrow night. Here's Lance Hildebrand with another look at your commute.
Part of the rush hour, wet roads. Lots to tell you about. 270 westbound slows from near Bell Fountain Road to all.
All right, first time this season, we may be all a little rusty. This game is pretty much $25,000 pyramid, except it's a mystery clock that will be running. And we have three different categories. We try to get our partner on the show to guess what we're the category, and if they get it, then it moves on to the next team, back and forth until that buzzer sounds. And when the buzzer sounds, whoever got the last point whoever got the last point wins the point.
You sounds like saying? It's a race against the clock.
It's a race against the clock. Okay. It definitely is. There's a puck involved. We throw it back and forth when we're done, when our partner has gotten the right answer.
Got it.
Then the next person does. And when that clock goes off, you'll hear a explosion, and it's scary. but our contestants today, playing with me and Lance, Michelle from Ellisville.
Hey, Michelle.
And playing with Tim and Kevin today, Sarah from Columbia, Illinois.
All right, yes, Sarah.
All right, Kevin, what's the first category in The Puck Stops Here? We will start the clock after we give the first clue.
Our first category is Halloween costumes, and these can be generic or specific. So here we go.
All right. You told me to go first. Oh. You gave me the puck.
Oh, you're right.
We are rusty, okay. Aren't we?
Are you ready, Lance?
Yep.
And here we go.
I want to suck your blood.
Dracula.
But the
vampire.
Yes.
It was the bad guy in The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked
Witch.
Yes.
Bad guy?
A cardinal guy is a
Baseball player?
Yes.
They wear blue, they protect, and they serve.
Police officer.
Yes.
Boo.
Ghost.
Yes.
Michael Keaton was
Batman.
Yes.
The Tooth
Fairy.
Why can't I get a clue for this? Peyton Manning.
Quarterback, football player.
Yes.
NFL football player. Wow.
Lois Lane's boyfriend.
Superman, Clark Kent.
Peter Parker was
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Guy with a stick and a handkerchief by the railroad tracks.
A hobo.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon, Dracula.
Monster.
Yes.
Puts out flames.
Firefighter.
A dentist could be one of these.
A doctor.
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man.
Yes.
All right, Michelle.
We deserve that win, Lance.
I agree.
Kevin's doing like 12 other things. And every time he looks at the new clue, like he hasn't looked at it.
I thought that one clue was clueless radio personnel.
Oh, I couldn't think of any football player. That I was like, I don't know why. I just totally blanked on a specific
That's
player.
What happens. The clock is running. It's difficult. So that means that so far, Michelle from Ellisville has 1 point. All right, our next category.
Next category is songs with blue in the title.
Okay. Mm.
All right, you go this time, Kev.
All right.
Oh, boy. Sorry, Sarah.
Okay, here we go. This was a song by Lou Graham. At 12 o'clock in the evening, it's
Blue Midnight.
Other way.
Blue Dawn.
No, flip around.
Midnight Blue.
Yes.
Not Miss, but
Mrs. Blue?
No, not
Mr. Blue Sky.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This is a Neil Diamond classic.
Blue Jeans. Blue, what is it?
It's not that one. It's, okay, a musical melody is called this. We play these on the radio. They
songs.
Are, yes.
Blue songs.
No. That's the first word.
Songs blue.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I know what it is.
There's a middle word in there. Song something blue.
Song so blue.
No.
Songs by Blue.
No.
Tim might be too young.
If you
you got to figure out a way to do that word. The past tense.
The past.
Let me try. Rhymes with the word. Can we do that rhyme?
No.
Oh, never mind. Disregard.
The past tense of song.
Sang?
What's the other past tense of song?
Sung?
Oh, yeah, that would have been.
Is that song?
Sung blue.
That's what he's saying there.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Well, that means 2-0, Lance and I win for Michelle from Edwardsville. And Michelle has tickets to tomorrow night's Blues Calgary Flames game at Enterprise Center. And we will play The Puck Stops Here. And I'm angry we did not get to the third category.
Can we still just do it?
It'd be fun.
Yeah, we have
time.
There's
no pressure.
Yeah, we do.
We have time. Clock?
All right, Kevin, you reveal the category and then we'll start the clock.
Okay, our third.
Just for fun.
Our third category are people who are no longer employed here at Intercom St. Louis. We're only asking for first names only. But these are people who used to work here. These are former co-workers that we used to know here in the office. First name only. Who's going first? Me?
You go first.
All right. Oh. All right. this was... her name is the same name as a character on Friends.
Phoebe. Rachel.
Yes.
He worked with us just for a short time on the News Talk.
Wow.
Used to be on TV, too.
On AM or FM?
AM. Or, I mean, FM.
Jamie.
Yes.
This is a blank Goodman.
John.
Yes.
It's not fun if you just make me say the name instead of identify the person.
She was a salesperson, but I don't think you know her. So she's also, her name is the main title of a horror film, a Stephen King.
Christine.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
Is it good? But that also applies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We have enough, but we can do this again. The Buck Stops Here. We'll play again very soon on Y98, your 12K a day code word, coming up in about 8 minutes on Y98.
From the Brown and Crouppen Studios in downtown, this is KYKYFM.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Having fun despite the ugly looking weather today, but we're going to cool off for sure. Your extended forecast is coming along with your news from Debbie Monterey. And of course, your 12K a day code word. We'll have that in exactly 4 minutes.
A couple of stupid criminal things you guys need to know about. There was a guy in Kentucky. His name was Barton Bishop, Louisville, Kentucky. And he was arrested back in July for stealing a variety of things, including garden gnomes. That was his main thing, garden gnomes from people's yards. Dozens of garden gnomes. He was due in court a few weeks ago for 67 counts of receiving stolen property, but he never showed up. So now there's a warrant out for his arrest, and the Louisville police are looking for help tracking him down. He's a wanted man on the run, probably carrying around a whole bunch of garden
gnomes.
That's
a bizarre... That has to be like a prank thing, don't you think? He's got to be a young guy pranking. It's weird.
I don't know if you know what garden gnomes go for in the black market, but it is...
high dollar?
You can make a pretty good living.
Does anyone here watch Live PD?
I've seen it, yeah.
Nick is obsessed with it.
It's pretty cool.
Anytime I come home, it's on. If it's on, it will be viewed. It's a little boring. They go to different cities and nothing's happening. It's live.
Yeah, and then the host just kind of has to ramble.
Yes,
right?
Yes, and then they have experts in there too.
But I'm always surprised at how much there is action.
There really is a lot of action.
Solid show. All right, another one. How about this? Police in Columbus, Ohio are hunting down two thieves who use fake IDs to get temporary passes to at least half a dozen gyms. No big deal, right? But then once they were in there, they would use bolt cutters to break into a bunch of lockers and steal other guys' wallets.
Oh.
That's a pretty...
Wow.
Because you don't always even
use those lockers. I try to leave everything in my car. That's a good tip for anybody wanting to
know.
In
the trunk. Put them in the trunk.
Yes, in the trunk.
And one of the main features of these dudes as they're trying to identify them is that together... they look a lot like Milli Vanilli. Like a whole lot like him. The detective who's heading up the case says the running joke is that it's Milli Vanilli, and they do kind of look like Milli Vanilli.
And they stand out walking into a gym.
Right.
Let's be honest.
I mean, first thing to crack this case, has anyone called Milli Vanilli and made sure? I think one of them's dead.
I just need somebody to go to my former fitness places that I still pay and cancel for me. They make you come in. You can't do it online.
Seriously?
Seriously. Because you know why.
So why don't you just go in?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a failure.
Are you telling me multiple places are charging you for working out?
Two places.
Why don't you go in there, Courtney?
I don't know. It's the failure, Tim. What if I all of a sudden want to go back?
Yes.
I know.
Well, at least one of them you got to cancel.
I'm hopeful about my future.
We need to put that on your to-do list. That and Palm Team Reunion.
I need some cash.
Way to hit that button on time. Yeah, it's time for your 12K a day code word. A chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day. And this hour's code word is boat. Text BOAT, B-O-A-T, to 72881. You have until the end of the hour, so still plenty of time to text BOAT, and you could win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. For rules, you can visit Y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Again, the code word for this...
One good one. Tell me that you'll be the good one, good one. Baby, I just need one good one to stay.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Before we get to things you didn't know with Radio's Tim Convy, we want to give you your code word one more time in the 12K a day giveaway. This hour's code word is BOAT. Text BOAT, B-O-A-T, to 72881. By the end of the hour, you can win $1,000. We do it 12 times a day.
Oh, wow. That's funky. Wanted to do a little follow-up on yesterday. We talked about Columbus Day. I guess that was Monday. And why we call it America and not Columbus. And you and I, Kevin, had different arguments. And we were kind of both right, because I said, oh, they named it after the map maker. Amerigo Vespucci was a map maker, but he was also an explorer. He came after Columbus. There was a letter he wrote that said, oh, look, it's not the Indies. Because remember, Columbus died thinking he was in India. That's right. Why he called it. He called them Indians, right?
What you talking about, Willis?
We don't know if Amerigo Vespucci was, in fact, the guy who got here and said, hey, it's not the Indies, it's this whole other thing or whatever, but that's kind of why he gets credit for it.
Okay.
Exclusive.
That's all the time we have for things
okay.
You didn't know.
Sorry, let's get down to it. Here's something you didn't know. More than 300 million Slinkies have been sold, and if they were all uncoiled and joined together, they'd go around the Earth more than 126 times. Here's something you didn't know. Arnold Schwarzenegger made over $21,000 for every word he said in Terminator 2. He only said 700 words and made $15 million.
Wow,
so
that many? I'm surprised it was that many.
I know. Even us and thes.
Where is Sarah Connor?
Whoa. That's good. Did they pay him extra for I'll Be Back, I wonder?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista. Here's something you didn't know. We talked about escalators earlier. The word escalate comes from the word escalator, not vice versa. The escalator was invented in the late 1800s, and the word escalate originated in 1922.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Dang it.
They just made up a word to call something, and then we now use it.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's kind of cool. Here's something you didn't know. There's at least one U.S. city named after every single planet except... Uranus.
Because I don't think so.
Uranus, Missouri, and it says this in here, is not a real town. It's just the name that a bunch of people use to call that area.
Yeah, and it has huge tourist. It's a huge tourist attraction because of it.
Right, and the fudge and all that. They should make it official. Here's something you didn't know. The J in jaywalking is a 1920s slang term for idiot. So jaywalking means idiot walking.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
So J means idiot?
Yep. In
so,
the 20s.
If you don't like somebody, you can go old school and say, what a J.
And if their name is J, then you just laugh at them.
Can do. Things to do today.
Here's something you didn't know. There have been only 13 NFL players who were ever born in Alaska.
That seems crazy.
That boy's got talent.
Here's something you know. Chuck Norris was a pallbearer at Bruce Lee's funeral.
Oh yeah. I got a Chuck Norris joke the other day from somebody.
He was the only pallbearer at Bruce Lee's
funeral. Yeah. No, that's I did.
Amazeballs.
Chuck Norris can believe it's not butter.
I read one that was when Chuck Norris went to college, he told his dad, "You're the man of the house now."
Where's the bell?
Yeah, here's something you know.
That's embarrassing.
Here's something you know. Cremation is more popular in Nevada than in any other state. In Nevada, 3 out of every 4 bodies are cremated.
Wow.
How you doing?
Here's something you know. The Ouija board got its name when the people who created it in 1890 asked it what it should be called, and it guided them to the letters O-U-I-J-A.
I don't believe it.
Which did not lead them to think this thing's broken.
Yeah.
What a genius. How do we pronounce it? Here's something you didn't know. Both Vincent Van Gogh and Salvador Dali are named after their older brothers who died before they were born.
Weird.
A great success.
Interesting.
Here's something you didn't know. The Swahili word for coconut is Nazi.
Whoa.
A great success.
Here's something you know. The military initially wanted the Golden Gate Bridge to be painted with yellow and black stripes for visibility, but an architect ultimately convinced them it would look better if it was an orange-red color.
This moment is perfect in every way.
The guy's like, we're calling it the Golden Gate Bridge. We need to go with something golden.
Can we go back on that terrible toaster strudel voice, lady?
Here's something
this
you didn't know.
This moment is perfect in every way.
Don't like her?
Mm-mm.
The 2 most visited homes in America.
She gets too excited about toaster strudel. Like it's some big moment.
This moment is perfect in every way.
Okay, start over. Sorry.
Settle down, Betsy.
Start over. More than 300 million
no.
Slinkies. Oh.
How about that?
Here's something you didn't know. The 2 most visited homes in America. Any guesses?
Not Kevin's.
Are they TV homes?
No.
Okay.
The White House?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a
and
good call.
Washington.
Nice. White House and
Lincoln's home.
No. It's easy. Once you hear it, you're going to kick yourself. It happens to be a home, but it's a huge tourist attraction. Paul Simon sings about it.
Graceland.
Good for you.
I think they put a big monstrous hotel behind it now.
Behind Graceland? I'm going for the first time next month.
Well, if you go there, tell me, because I think that they were planning on putting a big, like, multi-story hotel behind it, which is going to kind of destroy the scenicness of it a little bit. But
yeah.
Whatever.
I'll let you know.
It's okay,
oh,
but...
it's not okay.
Not at all.
Especially for this guy.
Right.
I hate it. All right. And finally, one of your nostrils is always breathing in more air than the other one. But they trade off every 15 minutes or so to make sure that there's always one that's clear to handle intricate smells.
Wow.
This moment is perfect in every way.
Things you didn't know.
You're listening to...
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by 123Mortgage.com. Call 314-862-0123.
Refi!
Jen's going to love it.
Online at Y98.com, you can see Ellen surprising a football team from Ferguson. The coach, there was a letter written about the coach from McClure South Berkeley. And talking about how great he was for the team, how he buys things for the team, and how he's just a great guy. He's been the coach there for 15 years. So Ellen surprised both the coach and the team with $25,000. Mm-hmm. His name is Howard Brown. That video is online at 198.com. Also online, you can see Jimmy Kimmel featured a bunch of musicians last night because of the American Music Awards reading mean tweets about themselves.
Gwen Stefani really is the worst thing to ever happen. Period. Full stop. Hashtag, barf. Owie.
One of my employees was talking about how the chain smokers are actually pretty good and don't deserve all the hate, so I fired him.
Pink is aging pretty well for a pig. Thank you.
They're mean. That's what they are. Mean tweets. Y98.com. You can also see the list of all the winners. Hold on, I have to call. From the American Music Awards last night, Taylor Swift had the biggest night. She became the most awarded female artist ever by receiving 4 awards, including Artist of the Year.
And that makes her trophy shelf really dangerous because that's the pointiest award ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how people don't get hurt with that thing.
Also, Panic at the Disco did a pretty cool version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and Twitter went crazy when they saw Mary Halsey, Missy's funky white sister, if you've ever seen that video, in the audience watching Missy Elliott perform. Very cool.
So great. She is funky.
She's very funky. Yeah. On TV tonight, my nieces will be very excited, at least one of them. I'm not sure if both of them are into this. And there's a bunch of people that have hopped on this bandwagon. Riverdale, the 3rd season premiere.
Oh, yeah.
7 o'clock on the CW. Also, series premiere of All American, 8 o'clock on CBS. And then all the usual shows, like A Million Little Things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 3.
Yes.
Get on board.
And American Horror Story, which is getting really, really good. Okay, there's a new show in the works. What do you think about this? Would you go on a show where the audience helps diagnose your medical issues?
Nope.
No.
You know, I don't know. It might be interesting because, you know, the more brains you put on something, somebody might have a similar experience and say, oh, yeah, that sounds really weird, well, but yeah, I had that.
No, I mean, but they tell you not to Google symptoms either because that's a bad idea.
Or post on Facebook. Someone's like, this happens when I do this. Any ideas?
MD Live, it's going to be called, and it will be on TNT, and they'll have a panel of legit medical professionals trying to diagnose actual patients, but they're going to ask the live audience for feedback as well. They said the patients they're going to be dealing with, they have major issues, and some of them can be life-threatening.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't know. There's always going to be one guy going, it's ringworm. I know it's ringworm. I swear.
Adam Levine and Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics are producing, and I don't know what, I don't know. This doesn't seem like it's another music show, but this is a songwriting competition show. How exciting can that be, watching people write songs?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, Tim, do you have any experience with that? I mean, how exciting was it writing Ludo songs?
Super exciting. I don't see that going.
No.
Great.
It's going to be called Songland, and it's for NBC. And this is exciting for people that like the Greatest Showman. Showman. There's a new album covering all the songs by famous artists. Kelly Clarkson, cool. Kesha, Missy Elliott, Zac Brown Band, Pink, Panic at the Disco, if you're into that. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the nominees, and there are 15, but here are the big ones. Def Leppard, Devo, Janet Jackson, LL Cool J, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Stevie Nicks, The Cure, Todd Rundgren, Roxy Music. And to be eligible, you've had to have a single or album released in 1993 or earlier. They're going to announce the winners in December, and then the big induction will happen March 29th in New York.
That's tough. I don't know how. I don't know who you knock out of that. How many people get in?
Usually like
4 or 5.
Yeah, somewhere in that neck of the woods.
6 of the nominated acts, Def Leppard, Devo, John Prine, Roxy Music, Stevie Nicks, and Todd Rundgren, were nominated for the very first time. But all of them have been eligible before.
I assume Stevie Nicks is already in as a part of Fleetwood Mac.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. But it's weird because no artists who became eligible this year were nominated.
Huh.
Like
who?
Beck. Dave Matthews Band, Sheryl Crow.
Wow.
Cake, I mean, Counting Crows, Everclear, Jeff Buckley.
We can't. I love Cake, but we can't put Cake in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but Dave Matthews not?
Should be in the Food Hall of Fame. I love Dave Matthews too, but I don't know. Let's wait on those. We should be looking at, you know, Roxy Music and Rundgren and stuff before we're talking about Counting Crows and Dave Matthews.
There were 5 inductees last year. And Kevin put online the trailer for Apple TV's Carpool Carpool Karaoke. It returns Friday, and it looks like a great season.
Gosh, there's so many people in it. John Hamm, the Muppets, you had mentioned.
The Muppets.
John Hamm.
There's so many great people in it.
Kermit's in it. Miss Piggy's in it. Rolf, Fozzie.
Snoop Dogg.
Jamie Foxx.
Andy Samberg.
Animal.
And Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, who's he with again?
Andy Samberg.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Y98.com is where you can find that. All right, we have celebrity birthdays, and on this date coming up in about 10 minutes. Right now, here's Lance with another look at the traffic.
All right, let's...
All right, let's do this. Celebrity birthdays. There's a really weird one today. Only because of an earlier mention of this person that I don't think has ever been mentioned on the show before. Today is October Gonzalez's birthday.
Oh, the former co-host of Jamie Foxx on Beaches Am.
Oh, wow.
How bizarre is that?
That's really weird.
What is she doing nowadays? Does it say that?
Nope. Just says she was on season one. His daughter, Corinne, is the second season co-host.
Wow.
Who pushes the button to play the song.
But we've never mentioned that person's name on our show.
No, we're not really trying to guess her
name. No,
age,
you don't have to. She's 38, though, in case you wanted to know.
How do you know? I got to look her up.
How old is Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Ooh. God, it's a toughie.
That's really a tough.
Yeah. I'm going to say 49.
No.
And I think that's way too old. So maybe I'll retract that.
I like that he just waits for the response of his guest.
I'm going to say, I don't think you're terribly far off. I'm going to say 45.
I think he's on the younger side, so I'm going to say 44.
44, Tim.
No, good job, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
What about DLR?
David Lee Roth.
Diamond Dave.
Oh, wow.
How old is Diamond Dave today from Van Halen?
He's up there.
I always loved David Lee Roth's turn of phrases. Man, that guy can spin a sentence.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't no traction in the veggies.
Like a salesman.
I don't even know what that means, dude, but it's funny.
And now all he does is slide when he's on the stage. He has a slide board. It's bizarre.
66.
I don't think he's there yet.
That's a good guess.
64.
64, Kevin.
Nice.
That's a good guess. 64.
And these two are both the same age today. Brett Favre and Wendy McClendon Covey.
Huh. He's funny.
You love her because you watch The Goldbergs.
I don't watch it too much anymore, but I think it's a good show. She's very funny.
It's a real. And she used to be on Reno 911.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know Brett Favre for his jeans commercials.
and the copper thing.
Copper Tommy Armour. Or am I making that up? Same age.
Since he's retired.
That's not that long.
Yeah. I can't imagine that she... I didn't think she was this old.
I didn't either.
I'm going to say they're both 47.
I think that's a really good guess.
Have they hit 50 yet? 51.
Man, you just went way over. I just went 50. I'm going way over.
Look out.
This is bold, but I'm going to say 46.
49.
Oh.
Happy birthday if you are celebrating. We have your next code word in the 12K a day giveaway.
Win some money. This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is dribble. D-R-I-B-B-L-E. Text dribble. We're running out of code words. Text it to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. You got plenty of time, so don't text and drive. For rules, visit Y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Your code word, once again, dribble.
Dribble!
Dribble.
Welcome back to the show. He was with us so much there for a while during the PGA Championship. We haven't talked to him since. Sports director at KMOX, Tom Ackerman.
Yay. How are you?
Great, Tom. How are you?
Good. Dribble.
Dribble. Don't text it to me, Tom.
I'm not eligible.
Yes. No, you're not eligible. No. But we wanted to bring Tom in this morning because Tim brought it up. He's like, don't you think it'd be a good idea to get Tom in? Because I don't understand what's happening with the soccer team.
Wait, because it felt like it was dead a while back. So is MLS, weren't they awarding two expansion teams and didn't we miss the boat?
By the way, you do dribble a soccer ball, don't you? So that actually works.
Oh, yeah.
It just works. This is the third attempt. So St. Louis wants, if it's not clear enough now, St. Louis wants an MLS team, like really bad.
It's going to happen this time.
I think so. The first push was by a guy named Jeff Cooper, who's terrific.
Coop, we like to call him.
Coop, we know him very well. Jay Coop. And the push was trying to get an MLS team, but they just did not have enough money. It's a billionaires club. You buy into the league, and they wanted money, and they didn't have enough. The second push was stronger and had backing.
But wanted more money.
It was public money. Partly privately funded, but a good portion of it was public funding, and they wanted it in the city, and they wanted to build the stadium in the city. And it got rejected by the voters. It was close, but it got rejected by the voters, and so that was really disheartening, I think, to a lot of people, and it kind of lost steam. But in the background, the Taylor family, which now you could pretty much rename all of downtown West Taylorville or Taylortown. They've put so much into all of downtown.
They believe in St. Louis.
They believe in St. Louis. Really, the central corridor from Forest Park all the way to the Arch is what they want. It is what Andy Taylor has been looking at for a long time. In the background, worked with Jim Cavanaugh of Worldwide Technology, who was involved in that last MLS bid, on a privately funded stadium west of Union Station. And to get the backing of a lot of people to get this thing on board. And this is a serious, serious proposal and bid. They have the proposal. As I said serious, my Siri just asked me if I wanted to do anything. It's a bid that, you know, everybody is on board with because privately funded. A majority female membership.
That's pretty cool.
Which MLS has never had. That'll definitely get their attention. Remember, there's no guarantee you have a team here.
But they want a team here.
But they want a team here. And now you're competing against other cities, but you have something that stands out. Big name. Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Big, big name nationally. Female ownership. Something that is very rare in professional sports and has never happened in MLS. And St. Louis, which is a city
tradition.
That you don't have to teach St. Louis what soccer is. Like, right. The fans are already savvy. So you already have that marketing machine going. It checks all the boxes that MLS wants. MLS wants St. Louis to have a team. They just wanted it to be able to work and get that stadium in place. And right now, it certainly looks like all of it works. It's just a matter of MLS saying yes, approving everything, and then getting that stadium built. According to Cavanaugh, what he was telling us is the earliest that a team could happen in St. Louis and start playing games would be in 2022. Now, that'll come up fast here because we're getting close to 2019. It takes 18 months to 2 years to build a stadium. Mm-hmm. And you have to get the approval of Major League Soccer. But we're getting closer and closer to a reality that would be a third professional franchise playing not only in the city of St. Louis, not only downtown, but on the same street.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the Cardinals, the Blues, and MLS. And because MLS is March through October, regular season, you could have a scenario multiple times where all three teams are playing at the same time.
That's cool. And the city would be alive.
Mm, electric.
What is St. Louis's history with soccer? Why is this such a huge town for soccer?
It goes back to, and I think probably the biggest was the 1950 World Cup team.
That
defeated England. You had many people from the Hill. You have, you know, the Italian heritage, but also, you know, the game of soccer that was played so prominently on the Hill expanded into youth soccer and made us one of the youth soccer capitals of America. That has been growing for years. We've had professional soccer teams in St. Louis. We have one now, STLFC. But the thing was, you know, Major League Soccer has taken Kansas City to another level. St. Louis has had the soccer heritage for a long time, but this has taken Kansas City to another level. In fact, if you wanted to point to a soccer capital, it actually could be on the other side. Major League Soccer has pushed soccer into a different stratosphere in Kansas City. I mean, kids are playing it. There's money into it. It's prominent in the community. That's where St. Louis wants to be.
Yeah, and if you remember the heyday of Steamer soccer
here.
I mean, so many kids were into that back in the day.
How many buses would go and take their schools to go see the Steamers? I remember that as a field trip. It was just something, it was a reward at school to go see them.
Well, it's just so just so big. I see those poor parents on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. at soccer fields like, huh.
Two questions.
That wasn't a good idea, was it?
Why didn't we get a soccer team when MLS started, St. Louis being such a big deal?
The money.
I mean, that was the big thing, is they wanted to have the money just wasn't there. We didn't have an owner that wanted to step in and throw down the big bucks like the Taylors are doing. You know, Major League Soccer is growing. Soccer is growing in this country. Professional football, the NFL, I believe, has hit its peak as a sport. It's still the king, but less kids are playing football and more kids are interested in soccer. Soccer is the world's most popular sport. Major League Soccer has potential for growth. Now, I've already had a couple of people, I mean, 99% of the people that I've talked to on social media are completely on board. The naysayers will say, but MLS, I don't see it in the sports page. I don't see it on TV. Its TV ratings are not good. That is not what we focus on here. What you need to focus on is that this is a development for downtown.
Yeah,
a stadium, a multi-purpose, by the way. It's not, they're not just going to play soccer games. There are a lot of things you could do there. Downtown, it's great for the city to bring people into the city, to bring tourism into the city. But to push soccer into the community even more, now you have the ability to raise money, to get youth involved, to give people things to do in the city is a beautiful thing. I think that, you know, I see kids wearing soccer jerseys more. I see people paying more attention to soccer than ever before. I do think that it will explode here faster than it would in other areas, actually. And I really do. And also, St. Louis is just, you know, a community that people stay here, live here, are from here, and I think you're going to see a lot of pride. I think there's a chance that, you know, you could have the St. Louis Soccer Hall of Fame move into that building. You could have, you know, a tribute to the soccer greats outside of that building.
Yeah.
I mean, it really could be a mecca for soccer. I mean, you could make it so nice that people who love the game would come back around just to see a game in St. Louis, just to see how we treat it.
And that, and also, we already have the name, the Dribblers.
I think that's
for sure thing.
I like it.
I want to see it happen. Lots to do still, and obviously women are leading the charge. How long until we have to get men involved?
Well, I mean, that's something that I'm really pounding my fist down on. I'm just enough already, you know?
Hard time for you guys, right?
No, I think, you know, and I've talked to, you know, a lot of people who are excited and, you know, what can we do? What can we do? I'll tell you what you can do is budget for season tickets. That would be big.
Let's support it.
It'll be about a 20,000 seat stadium, and that place roaring and packed. It will be so much fun, and it's going to be walking distance from our studios too, which is great.
Courtney's going to buy them for everybody.
Oh yeah, big money, Courtney. That's it. Tom Ackerman. Panic at the Disco on Y98, and your code word for the 12K a day giveaway this hour is
Dribble. Dribble. Text it to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive.
All right. We want to mention Eddie from Bootleg and Barbecue on Washington Avenue, 20th at Washington. They brought by some delicious barbecue.
Oh, so good.
Some wings. Cheesy potatoes, some brisket, pulled pork, and they're going to be a part of Brew in the Lou. This is the sixth year for Brew in the Lou in Francis Park. It goes on from 1 to 5. There's all kinds of breweries, wineries, any kind of drink you think you want, they're going to have it brew in the loo. And also barbecue, like Bootlegging Barbecue. And they, in 2016, they were the big chili winner. They were the chili champs in 2016. So it costs like, I think, $30, $35 for a wristband. And it goes on from 1 to 5 at Lily Pond in Francis Park on Saturday. So Saturday, stop by Brew in the Loo. Good chilly weather, too, this weekend, for sure. And we have some more texts about our phobias.
Yeah, just a couple to kind of wrap up that. Mailboxes, and here's the reason why.
We talked about weird phobias because they did a Google search of different states and what the state is most afraid of, like the phobias they have. And in Illinois, it was fear of being alone. And in Missouri, fear of commitment.
I live in the right city. Then, right,
yeah, you do.
Right in between.
But mailboxes, because when they were a kid, apparently a neighbor opened a mailbox and there was something inside the mailbox.
Oh.
So it was like,
Was it mail?
No, it was unfortunately a dead animal. So that created an issue.
Oh, that seems like a prank.
Yeah. Hmm. A lot of this fear, driving under an overpass or driving under a bridge, worried about a collapse.
Well, and also the bridge, driving on a bridge. I mean, you know, especially a bridge like Poplar Street Bridge that's being worked on every other month. It's like, what's wrong with this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Fear of 18-wheelers, especially when they're close. I think that comes
I don't love that. I try to zip past one, and it's scary.
Yeah, it is.
And doesn't it feel like they're sucking you closer to them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was the movie with it? Final Destination with the...
Final Destination, but Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, yeah. Fear of porta-potties.
Mm. Either being, nobody likes them.
Yeah, trapped inside or finding an animal.
Here's my fear with porta-potties. Trapped inside, yes, or being tumped over.
Yep.
My fear of porta-potties, you have nothing to do with your person a porta-potty.
Mm.
It's an awful situation. Yeah. Ugh.
What's next?
Fear of drinking from a straw while driving.
Oh, so because I have stabbed myself in the throat one time.
I always do it up my nose. When I was driving with Greg, I had a red straw and my drink had a red top on it, and I just kept every time. Boom. Right up my nose. Real embarrassing.
Real bad perception that you've got there.
I know. Well, I couldn't see it. It was red.
And then someone still won't go shopping in large groups because they have a fear of being left behind.
Oh. Did that happen?
Specifically during shopping?
Yeah. I guess they were left behind as a kid or something.
You're just making up stories.
I'm just making it up and passing it along.
531-9898 is our text line. It's also our phone line, and you're going to want to use that right now because we have a pair of tickets to see New Kids on the Block with very special guests, Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature, May 8th, Enterprise Center, and the tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. There's a presale on Thursday, though, from 10 to 10. Y98 is your password if you go to 198.com. All right, so give us a call right now. Caller number
18.
There it is.